And, of course, we refer those of you who've listened to this, and Michael has whet your appetite to get a copy of his book, Route 66, The Mother Road. That experience led to the animation movie Cars.
Yes, it did.
It's all about cars that talk, and there's a love story here. You can quickly give us the plot.
First of all, I was hiding out doing some writing in Santa Fe years ago. Suzanne found me. She said, John Lasseter from Pixar really wants to talk to you. So I returned the call. He said, let me bring you out here. I've got something you're going to want to do. I came out to Emeryville in the Bay Area, went to that great studio, immediately fell in love with Lasseter in his Hawaiian shirt and shark pants. I've only seen him in long pants at the Academy Awards. I knew if I broke open his chest, I'd pull out a 10-year-old boy's heart. He told me, we want to do a movie about a race car that needs to learn to slow down sometimes and smell the flowers, and it's got to be on your road. You're the go-to guy, Route 66. And so I became their consultant for several years. I took them out on the road, gave them my road, and they so got it. If you see that movie, it's all about Route 66 and the way we used to travel, the way we travel now. Suzanne and I wrote a book about the making of the movie, The Art of Cars, and they asked me to be the sheriff for Radiator Springs, a 1949 Mercury, and I was proud to provide that voice, and now I've just provided it for Cars 2, which comes out in June of 2011, and in June of 2012, Cars Land, 12-acre recreation of the village of Radiator Springs, right next to Disneyland, where the sheriff will proudly greet you at the gate to make sure that you know that there's no running, no skipping, no lollygagging, no spitting, and no tractor tipping.
And Cars 1, the original one, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman was a voice. Paul Newman was a voice of Doc Hudson. Unfortunately, of course, Paul Newman's dead, doesn't appear in Cars 2. Also, a very important car character was Fillmore, the VW van, voiced by George Carlin, who also passed away. But remarkably, John Lasseter and Pixar and the Disney folks found a pretty good matching voice. So Fillmore's still in there. I have great stories about all the other actors in the movie.
Michael Keaton, Richard Petty, Daryl Waltrip, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Billy Crystal. A story, either one or two, that jumps out at you.
This is a tad shady, but it's a good story. I was having dinner at the world premiere one night with Paul Newman. It was a great opportunity to ask him about his films. As you know, Newman wasn't a real big guy, and he had those little half glasses on. He was looking over in those incredible, piercing blue eyes. So I have him telling me about the making of Hud and Cool Hand Luke in The Hustler, all the other movies with Redford and all of that body of work. It was just incredible. And then he said, well, let's talk a little bit about Cars. Cars was his last film. And he said, you know that scene where Doc Hudson, that's Newman, has the sheriff, that's me, up on the grease rack, and I'm giving you, as the town doctor, a little examination in your tailpipe, a very delicate private procedure. I said, oh, yeah. And he said, remember Lightning McQueen comes sliding in like this little intruder into the garage, and you look down at him, and he said, what do you say? And I said, get a good look, city boy. And then we scoot him out and hope you enjoyed the show. He said, that was a great scene. I love that little scene. He said, but here's something that you need to know and you need to remember. You are the only man on earth who can say he had an intimate scene with Paul Newman. That's a great Paul Newman story.
He was a real likable guy, was he?
He was an incredible guy. Very giving. Cheech Marin, not at all what you'd think. We had great conversation about art, about literature, about politics, about history. He collects art. He collects wine. His girlfriend was a Russian virtuoso pianist.
I suppose you didn't meet all these people, these voices. Everybody went into the studios and recorded their parts. Is that true?
Everybody went in separately, but sometimes we'd pass in the night in the studios. We all met during the premieres and during the whole press review. There was a period there where I bet we did 350 interviews.
Flo's V8 Cafe is an interesting landmark. What was the inspiration for it?
People shouldn't be confused. If you're thinking it was the Rock Cafe, it wasn't. The Rock Cafe, the proprietress of the Rock Cafe, Dawn Welsh, was the inspiration for Sally, the Porsche, who had the Cozy Cone Motel. Flo, one of the main inspirations was a woman named Fran from the Midpoint Cafe way out in Adrian, Texas. Her cafe is right at the sign that says halfway to L.A., halfway to Chicago. And she makes pie that is ambrosia called Ugly Crust Pie. And we brought to the world premiere some of these people from the road, like Sally. So I got to introduce Dawn Welsh to Bonnie Hunt, who voiced her in the movie, and I had my two Sallys together there.
There's a story that we take from this. There is the Find Yourself song, that when you lose yourself, that's when you find yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. First of all, there's no such thing as getting lost on Route 66. That's what I always tell people. It's not bad to get lost. It's a good thing, because sometimes you find your best adventures. You make your best finds, and you truly can find yourself. The music was tremendous from that movie. But my favorite of all the songs was Our Town by Sweet Baby James, because that comes at that pivotal scene where Sally has lightning up on that mesa, and she says, "This is the way we used to travel." And there you see that map with the crooked road honoring the land. And then you see the super slab, the interstate, just plowing right through the mesas and everything else. And then it goes back in time, and you see Radiator Springs as it was. And Sweet Baby James is singing about Our Town.
So there have been spinoffs from this, videos, oh. Tokyo Mater, Cars, Race-O-Rama, model cars.
I have signed so many pieces of sheriff merchandise, from cars to shirts to boxes of food with the sheriff on it to, I'm sad to say, diapers, sheriff's disposable diapers. And I will never sign a soiled diaper, but I've signed lots of the others.
Two Oscar nominations came out of this.
That's right.
Many other awards. That's been an experience because of your speaking. Your voice certainly got you there.
Right.
They didn't put you in there just because you were a consultant. It was because of your speaking voice. And you're actually at a point, I think, in your life where you're enjoying speaking as much as writing.
I get as much creative satisfaction out of speaking, that is giving speeches, doing voice work, interviews, whatever, as I do out of writing. To me, it's just another form of articulation.